Welcome back to the Power Hour. One of the most important things that we've done, even for Joyce, is have, I tried to say it wrong about three times before the break, CSPOA.org, Sheriff Mack. He's working really hard on this, and the meeting that was in Virginia is going to spread. I think there's another one scheduled for Texas. This is, I cannot stress the importance of this. On Fox, another sheriff, California sheriff, tells Newsom, which is Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, the county will not be, quote, blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against residents. The sheriff publicly stated earlier that he would not punish law-abiding citizens. Riverside County Sheriff, which is, I think, the fourth largest county in California, this is no small county, Chad Bianco, said that his office will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used against county residents to enforce the governor's coronavirus orders. This is a huge deal, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've talked about. This idea, this concept in sheriff's power spreads. And so in a state, even like California, and I didn't get a hold of Sheriff Mack. I didn't know if he's been in contact with this guy. He probably has between his network. The one in New York, he definitely has, and they're working together. But when you have one sheriff in the state of, I don't know how many counties in California, if there's one sheriff that says, governor, we're not doing this, it puts such a pause throughout the whole state. And this is why I was trying to explain to, Dave in the Thumb keeps, he's talking about the assembly and all, and I 100% support, but there's nothing as quick as really simpler and more powerful than having a sheriff that will come out like this. And the impact of one sheriff in one county is so profound, it puts a pause throughout the whole state. Another sheriff in Idaho talked to the governor, talked to the different sheriffs and said, we want to do these mask orders. Will you enforce them? And this one sheriff in this county, I think there were several others, but this one specific, he flat out told them, not only no, but hell no. We're not doing it.
Yeah,
this is absolutely unconstitutional, and we're not doing it. And it
and if
was
one county. If one county doesn't do it, the next county next to them says, hey, why aren't they closed down? Why are they wearing masks? And it spreads. It'll just spread like a, yeah, from one county to the next. It's big time.
It is. There's almost nothing more important, almost nothing more important than stopping the spread of tyranny. It's getting these sheriffs on board and just one here, one there. And like Sheriff Mack said, we probably got about 10% of the sheriffs, give or take, which are sympathetic to these ideas and these concepts. You want to know why we're not getting picked off of the street and beat like they are in Spain or some of these other countries are locked down 23 hours a day? There's a couple of reasons, but one of the first ones is Sheriff Mack and what he's done with these sheriffs. I promise you, this is a big deal. Anyway, big story, great news out of California, great news. Sheriff Bianco, hats off to you. God bless you. That is a peace officer, ladies and gentlemen. That is a people officer of the people. Getting to our guest, Dr. Elaine George, drelainegeorge.com. Of course, she's the author of Big Medicine. She has been a health advocate. She is on the front line. She is an expert on the dynamic of health insurance and big pharma, big tech, big medicine. Like the name of the book, coming and controlling your health decisions. We love her. Dr. George, welcome to the Power Hour.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back with you, Daniel. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, of course. There's a lot of important things you have to talk about, some health options, some health insurance options, or some, alternative health insurance options, I should say, mm-hmm. and good ones. I want to ask you first about the coronavirus, just in general. It's been a while since you've been on. The measures that have been taken about coronavirus period, the lockdown, the mask, or whatever, your overall impressions or observations over any of these things?
I think there's a lot of emotion that's been thrown into this, and I think it's a lot of people angling to maintain and gain power. But from a scientific standpoint, a lot of it doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're a critical thinker, you would have to realize now that when they put information out about cases, that doesn't mean mortality. And the measures that are taking, like the mask and all of the removal of people from being, you know, humans and interacting with each other may not be necessary. I understand at the beginning we didn't know, but we've had lockdowns and we're still having issues. Then it's a question to me as to whether they're working at all and whether there's a better way to handle this. And if there are therapeutics, then why don't we engage in that and treat early and give people every option and doctors every option to treat their patients as they see fit? I think we wouldn't have been in this situation had we allowed that to happen.
The, you know, one of the good things about Facebook is these memes people come up with. They'll put a picture or a question and just very thought provoking and really shatter some of the illusions. One of the memes that's gaining popularity now is it'll say something, and there's several of them. It says something to the effect of, in a real pandemic, we're not arguing about whether to go to Walmart or the local Five and Dime store. We're not arguing if there's a pandemic or not. If there is a real pandemic, there's no debate. Everybody knows there's a pandemic. This is not a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so matter of fact. I mean, is that not true? I mean, if this was a real pandemic, there wouldn't need to be a discussion, right, Dr. George?
No, I don't think there would be, and it wouldn't be okay to riot and, you know, cause mayhem. That's okay, but it's not okay to go to church. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. You can go to Walmart, but you can't go to an individual, you know, freestanding mom-and-pop store. So you're wondering if there's a bigger agenda. I think everybody should be able to step back and ask themselves that question. It should be one size fits all for everybody, not these people going on vacation, these governors and these mayors, while they tell you you can't have Thanksgiving or Christmas. I just find it's some people are more equal than others, and that makes me question whether what they're telling me is actually the truth.
Well, that's from the very beginning. You know, you had to go to Walmart, and they put dots on the floor, and you have to stand. And I can remember thinking, if this was as deadly as they said, I would not be at Walmart. If this was as deadly as they say, I mean, to sit here and if there's any risk at all, I would not be here. And just like, this is lunacy. Not that I'm making light of it. I'm making light of what they're saying about it because it's just not true.
It changes by day to day. And when the meme or when the truth comes out, then they kind of move the field goal or the goalpost, and it changes something different. But if you're looking with your eyes and you're, again, a critical thinker, the homeless population was never moved off the street. They're not dropping down and dying in mass numbers. People who have autoimmune diseases like, you know, lupus and those sorts of things, they're actually not really the people who've become infected and have succumbed to the disease. So you think that people with an immune issue would be at, you know, really in harm's way. And if you ask a rheumatologist about their patients, a lot of them are saying that they don't have an issue with COVID in that population or the HIV population. Mm. It's just from a medical standpoint, these are the people who should be the most vulnerable, and they don't seem to be succumbing to it in mass numbers like you would expect.
I've heard a lot of people talk on this subject. I have never, maybe I've missed it, I have never heard a doctor or anybody bring up the point you just brought up. That is such a, what does that say to you? I mean, obviously we've heard that the virus is man-made, you know, in the Wuhan lab, and there's evidence of that, what have you. I mean, what you just said is very profound. Okay, it's not affecting the ones who are immune compromised. So then what is this? What does that tell you?
It tells me it's not as deadly as everybody says it is. And the mortality rate, when you look at the above 50, below 50, 99% of people below the age of 50 survive, and 97% of people above the age of 50 survive. So most people do, but we're getting a very skewed view on television. They want to paint this as badly as they possibly can. And if you look at our numbers and you really parse them, most of the people, 40% of the people who died were senior citizens who were sent back to senior citizen homes, the most vulnerable. You know, that doesn't make sense to me. And then they've commingled different reasons why people die. So we're seeing people who've been in motorcycle accidents get counted as COVID deaths. So if, when you take all of that out of the situation, it's not 200,000 plus people who have succumbed from COVID. They're jerry-rigging the numbers, if you really want to be honest about it. And we as individuals need to stand our ground. It's about our privacy. It's about our health freedom. And if it's not good enough for people who are running the show, then I have a question mark in my mind about whether I should be following what they tell me. And I
that
think
is,
people
oh my
need
gosh.
To do their own research.
That is the nail in the coffin to all this. That is the absolute nail in the coffin. You hit the nail on the head. Two unbelievably profound. This is why I love having you on. You just hit the nail on the head. This is so in our face. We complain about the hypocrisy of Governor Newsom, for example. The hypocrisy. Okay, look beyond that. It's not about the hypocrisy. You just said it. If Governor Newsom feels it's okay to go into a crowd and to go to a restaurant, Governor Newsom knows damn good and well that it's not what it claims to be. I mean, that's self-evident, is it not?
I think it is. And the fact that people, this is like the first thing from a, again, from a scientific standpoint, how are you infectious when you don't even know you have it? I mean, I can understand if you're coughing and you have a fever. That to me, yeah, you could be a vector. But you don't even know you have it. And those that do think they have something else, allergies, or it's so benign, and they're telling you you're dropping down like fly. It just doesn't fit. I mean, now that we've gone through it for 8 months almost, it's not coming out the way they said it is. And everything that comes, this is another example. Johns Hopkins put out an article that the death rate in 2020 was the same as the death rate in 2019.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then COVID is not as deadly. And they pulled the report off the internet. But watch the censorship, because that tells you everything you need to know.
Period. Gosh, I'm so glad we got you on. These are three fantastic points that you just made. One, why are the people with lupus and HIV not the most vulnerable in this if this is so bad? Two, if people like Gavin Newsom are making edicts to you that you need to stay in your house, but they don't stay in their house, on its face, self-evident, it's not about hypocrisy, way beyond that, it's that they absolutely know it's not as dangerous as they're telling you. Three, Johns Hopkins, the death rate from 2019 to 2020 is virtually the same in America. Is COVID killing anybody? I don't know. Not any more than they did last year. 3 points. Bam. Unbelievable.
Well, you just have to think critically. And I mean, if you're right, if it's a pandemic, everybody's rowing the same way. This is not subtle, you know, right? Somebody next to you would be gone. This is not something that you can have an opinion about because it's so out there and obvious and in your face, but it's not. And what I, you know, if this wasn't a election year, I wonder if we would be having the same conversation, you know? And is this all about keeping us divided, frightened? And fear is a great motivator for people to give up their freedom. And I hope people will find God and stop that, because God is in the head of my life. I don't fear man. I only fear God. And I do everything I do is based on what God drives me to do. Therefore, I can't sit here living in fear from somebody who doesn't even follow their own edicts. It just doesn't work. And if more of us stood up and said, give us some proof that these masks actually work, give us some proof about the, you know, the mortality rate. In actuality, all these cases lower the mortality rate if you look at it from a mathematical standpoint. If you're testing positive and you didn't know you had it, and thousands of people are taking this test and they're not dying, that means mortality rate is even lower than what they said it was.
Let me ask you about vaccines, because the big question I've said on this show, this exact same discussion they're having about masks is now going to transform into vaccines. Oh, don't do it for yourself. Do it for others. I mean, you're already starting to hear that. Your overall impression or ideas about vaccines when it comes to medical health and information.
I'm going to take the bigger picture on this. If you have a disease that's not 100% lethal, and if you have therapeutics that you could use to treat yourself, like the president did, or even those who take it early, like things like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, for example, those things have been shown to actually help people and treat the disease. Why do you need a vaccine? Right? So that's a good question to ask yourself. And I I counsel everybody to do their research, because one of the things about the vaccine, it hasn't been out there very long. There's no long-term studies on it. It's experimental by definition. Do you really want to try that? Do you really need to when you can treat it another way, even taking supplements to help boost your immune system? There's so many things that an individual can do before they go to that level. And if they have a question mark about it and it's experimental, then do you, should you be made to take it? I don't think you should be.
Well, there's an old saying in the CIA, supposedly, if there's any doubt, there's no doubt at all. So, I mean, that's how I look at this. Let me ask you about some of the thoughts that have been put out. I can't remember the name of the protein, but one of the proteins that is being attacked in this, this is an RNA vaccine. This is a RNA going right to the heart of who you are now. This is not your typical flu shot. This is way beyond that. It makes you attack a certain protein. It's very similar to the same proteins that we're seeing in placentas. And people are raising the questions, hey, has anybody done a study on if it sterilizes women or not? I mean, we could possibly be talking about that. What do you know about that point?
I've read that. I don't know which protein that is, but there's a lot of things out there now about modifying your DNA, making you genetically modified, because once your DNA is changed, it doesn't go back. So this is a one-off. Once you've done it, you're no longer the same from a genetic standpoint. And for those people,
that's scary. God,
it is actually. It's not the typical vaccine. It's not. And if you are allergic, will you have an allergic response? Will it cause you to have an immune response that is outsized? You know, attacking your own immune system. We don't know that. But once it's in there, it's not coming out, and that alone to me would make me, as an individual, think twice about it. And again, I'm not here to tell people what they should or shouldn't do with their body, but I think you should be an informed consumer. I don't care what it is. Do your research, and don't go by you're a bad person if you don't do it. I'm not interested in that. No one gets to define me. They don't know me. And I think people, they're kind, they want to get along, but this is not something you want to play with. You know, this is about your body and what you put into it. And if you don't know what it is, then you should put the brakes on if that's what you think. No one should tell you you're a bad person for wanting to protect yourself.
Well, we're past the days where if somebody has a white coat and a degree on the wall, that we need to just take their word like it came from Mount Sinai or something. I mean, we're past that, aren't we?
I would agree. Who stands to gain? And follow the money. Those are the two things that I harp on. I think about those two things before I do anything, because I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a pawn. I don't want to, you know, further an agenda that works against me as a human being or a doctor or an American. I'm not doing it.
There's another, we talk about memes. There's another meme where they ask basically the question, oh, this vaccine must be really good because they got to force you to take it. I just find this so funny. Oh, this is such a good vaccine. It's such a good idea. They're going to make you take it. If it was so good, why would they have to force you, right?
No, they wouldn't. And again, it's if you have to force somebody and you have to make them do it without any due diligence, then I question that. You know, if there's a way to treat this without taking the vaccine, and they've been shown, the president's a perfect example. Why are you going to plan B when there's, or D, when there's A, B, C in front of it? Why? So you can fly? So you can have a job? This is all about control. If you really want to look at it again from the 3,000 foot down, it's control. But not for them, just for us.
Mm. Big Medicine is your book that you've written. Why don't you just tell the audience just a little bit about that book, what you were trying to get across in that, and then we only got 2 minutes before the break, and then that will help us transition into what you're here to talk about.
Well, the key thing was about the patient being empowered to be a healthcare consumer, that the system is designed to take your money, take your health freedom, and tell you should like it. And the book was, or is, about explaining all the different parameters in the healthcare system, whether that be big pharma, the hospital system, even how we train as physicians. We should be advocates for our patient, and our patient, in my opinion, should be our partner in their care. And it's never been a one-size-fits-all system. It's an art to medicine, And they're trying to make doctors and patients walk down a line that gives us less freedom, costs the patient more, gives them less choice. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. And that's what the book was about, or is about.
Well, certainly needed, timely would be an understatement for this book. How long has it been since you wrote that book? 2 or 3 years? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
what
maybe about coming up on 3 years, and it kind of is a preview of what we're seeing now in a weird way. But I have to say the president has been listening to independent doctors, and a lot of the executive orders and things that he's pushed through are perfect for doctor-patient relationship and patients as consumers, and frees doctors to be the advocate for the patient again. And I don't think we can fix this system. We have to create our own. And then if you have a parallel system that patients go to, that's the only thing that's going to pressure this system to stop doing what it's been doing.
Well, you just basically quoted F. Buckminster Fuller. Says if you want to destroy a system, if you want to compete with a system, you don't attack the system. You just create a competing system and then draw attention from it. And that's basically
exactly
what's been gone on in America in many facets. And you just mentioned medicine. How has it been? Do people hold you up as a prophet now? Because I mean, this book is like so prophetic. I mean, is Big Pharma just lining at your door just to say, "Oh my gosh, Elena, thank you for enlightening us"?
No. You know, I'm a doctor. I see patients every day. I love what I do, and I take care of my patients. That's my goal. That's what I concentrate on, period. And I'm going to do the best always for them. And it's going to be an individual treatment plan for each patient. And that's I just put my head down and do what I have to do. I think that's the best way to explain it.
Well, we're going to get into that more about what you do and what you're here to talk about. Very important, a new health insurance type option, other than the big, mechanized systems that we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Elena George, you're going to want to hear this, and different options for you. You're going to want to have your pen and pencil. You're going to be able to write down some different things, some phone numbers, some URLs, and really taking back these choices for yourself. Health freedom. Freedom, period. Health freedom is a big part of freedom. We love it. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil, so we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Lana George is our guest. DrLanaGeorge.com is her website. Big Medicine is her really important book, really important. And you can tell just by listening to her, if you heard the first part of this interview, how common sense, straight to the point, just sharp, just competent, just all these things, just everything that our system isn't. You know, it works. It cares about you. It's efficient. I can go on with some other words, but we'll leave it at that. Thepowermall.com, that's where you get the great products that support you. We want to support you. And you support us. So we thank you for what you do. And you're welcome for what we do also. Give us some call at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. And we put the information and the products, the best ones out there, we put them together. We put them at your fingertips so that you can make these choices for yourself. Because it is about freedom. And health is a huge part of that. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. ThePowerMall.com is a big part of that. Thank you so much. Dr. Lana George, getting back to you. For most of America, really, I guess all of America, that the health insurance, health payment question is the $64,000 question. It is the elephant in the room, what have you. Tell us a little bit about your perspective, what got you into this, and what you're here to bring us the information that we really are waiting for.
I'm an independent physician, which means I'm not paid by a hospital. I run my own business as a small business, and customer service and patient care is sacrosanct. And since 2001, where the insurance companies really went hog wild with capitation and HMOs, I've been on the front line looking at how this has affected my ability to treat my patients as we deem fit, versus this middleman, this insurance company, whose only interest is making money. I don't care what they tell you on these commercials about how they love you. They don't. They're looking for a way to collect a premium and not pay it out. That's all they live for. And as a physician, we are at fault for this as a group, as a profession. And also the patients are at fault. Patients wanted free care. They wanted to pay a little bit. The doctors wanted to make sure that we were told that if you don't sign an insurance plan, you'll never get a patient. So both of us let fear step in, and these guys used us, and they've been using us for the past 20 years plus. You know, this is not what insurance was designed for. Initially, it was for big-ticket items, and people would pay out-of-pocket for going to the office, small little things. But when surgeries came or you need to have a big procedure or a radiology study, that's when the insurance plan kicked in. So when they started with, we'll pay for the first dollar of care, that was the beginning of the end, because in my opinion, whoever has the pocketbook has the power. And they took that from the patient and the doctor. And now they're in the position of running healthcare. They decide what constitutes medical necessity, not me as a physician, not the patient who's paying the bill. And it's completely skewed and rigged at this point.
Wow, that's a very provocative observation. About what year did this go on, where it kind of transitioned from, hey, I'm having insurance in case, you know, I need some kind of major surgery, to every medical decision that you now make needs to be run by us?
It started in 2001, and I've written about this on blogs. The RAND Corporation did a study, and the whole purpose of this cost shifting from the insurance company to the patient in the form of deductibles and coinsurance was designed to get the patient to not use the service. So if you have a $5,000 deductible, you're not going to the doctor to get care because you got to come out of the $5,000 before the insurance kicks in the first dime. So this was really designed to offload the cost of healthcare from the insurance company to the patient. And then they co-opted the doctor by making it so that if you didn't, well, at least the fear of, if you didn't take the insurance plan, you weren't going to have a patient to see. Or you can make it up in volume. And think about how this whole domino happened. We used to see patients, it would take you an hour, hour and a half, no problem. Now we're down to 7 minutes a patient as a physician, and we're seeing 100 patients a day just to make up the difference for those who have gone into the, sold their practice and now are employees of healthcare systems. They're seeing seven minutes a day, and most of the care is given by nurse practitioners and physician assistants. If you really pay attention to the work, the health labor force, it's different. Even the Affordable Care Act gave money for training nurses and nurses' aides, but not physicians. They pay doctors based on end-of-life conversations, but not surgery. So you can see the whole thing shifting towards palliative care, you know, comfort care, but not really taking care of the patients, because it's a bioethics-driven system. And for those who don't know what bioethics is, it's basically eugenics, where they decide who wins, who loses, and most of the healthcare dollar should be spent on people between the ages of about 15 and 45, because that's the working population. Everybody else is basically not useful for them. And we let this happen. We took our eye off the ball, and then we became victims of this system. And as a physician, I can say that we went from being 95% independent to down to about 30% who are independent practicing doctors. The rest have become employees. And again, that was the goal, because my mantra of whoever has the pocketbook has the power is true. So at this point, we're in a position now, thank God for Donald Trump, because he's written a lot of executive orders and changed a lot of the trajectory of our healthcare system. In January, we're going to have, price transparency, where hospitals, doctors' offices must now list their prices online. That's an awesome thing, because now the hospitals cannot get away with charging patients 10 times more or more for the same procedure they can get in a freestanding facility. I said in the break to one of your colleagues, if I take a self-pay patient for surgery, they can get a 70% discount in our surgery center versus a patient who has an insurance plan. And I've said this for years, and people still, I think, they're shocked when I say it, but you pay more by having your health insurance than being a self-pay patient across the board. We have GoodRx for prescriptions. You have Blink Health for prescriptions, where you get 80% off your bill for your drugs that you get prescribed. Well, why is it so much cheaper? That means they're gouging the heck out of you with an insurance plan. This is a system based on graft. and based on friends of, and it's always working against the doctor and the patient. But I think, again, we have to have a separate system so that we can allow patients to become consumers, see what the actual price is, shop around, and that's the only way we're going to bring these guys into line.
You mentioned Donald Trump. I want to get back to that, some executive orders. You talked about price transparency coming up in January. One of the big things he campaigned on was, you know, drug prices go down, competing on the world market. We're the biggest buyers. Why are we not getting the best prices? Talk about maybe what are some of the other executive orders that have really impacted this and how that changes the rate. I mean, you said he's basically changed the trajectory of this. I mean that's a pretty bold statement.
Well, look at the pharmacy benefit management companies. People may not know what those are, but those are middlemen who work with the drug manufacturer, between the drug manufacturer and the pharmacy. And what they do is they literally jack the price up and take a percentage. And it's the same principle as the insurance plans, where they tell the pharmacy or the insurance company, hey, we're here to cut you a deal. And because we're working in your benefit, we can give you a kickback, basically, of money back for the money that we save. So you're going to be happy with a $1,000 product that you can kick back, you know, $800 versus a $10 product you're going to kick back $8, right? So it's always about the money being the bigger ticket item. Another example is health insurance. If you are a independent company and you contract with a big insurance plan to administer your health benefits, they could care less if the surgery is $100,000 because they're charging you based on what the discount is. So the big ticket item for $100,000, they tell you, oh, we got $50,000 off of it. It's really worth about $10,000, right? But they jogged it down to $50,000, but they get paid on the $50,000 that they supposedly saved you. This is not a system that is transparent. It doesn't work for doctors or patients or for the employers. And it's been allowed to be, you know, run amok, and Congress has helped them. Because Congress also gets kickbacks, if you think about it, because the biggest lobby groups are PBMs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this system is running alongside us, but using us as the fulcrum when it's supposed to be working for us. The healthcare system is for doctors and patients, not for lawyers, not for Congress, not for these drug companies. And they've been allowed to just have at it. And this changes that. We are, unfortunately, the biggest pharmaceutical consumer in the world. And you're right, we also paid the most. We were paying for everybody else's discount. And now we're now, according to or with Dr. Donald Trump's executive order, we're now a favored nation. So we get those discounted prices like everybody else in the world. You bet that's going to lower the prices. Instead of people paying $200 for an eye drop or an ear drop, they're going to now start paying $10 like they used to. So he's cutting them out, getting rid of their ability to pad the system, and he's empowering the doctor and the patient to start working like they used to with each other so that they can give a better health care, you know, to the patient at a more reasonable price.
I was listening to you describe the way they operate and the sales and the, you know, they jack the price up and then discount it. I was like, wow, this sounds a lot like a timeshare salesman. that's what it sounds like. As part of this, it almost seems, you know, money is obviously makes the world go round, as they say, but the way, you know, you watch Little House on the Prairie or some of these old, and what a doctor was back then to now, it's almost been forced upon the doctor. You know, they got to go through $500,000 worth of student loans just to get efficient. I mean, now they're put in a position where they're behind the eight ball. They're going into they almost don't have a choice, but it's like the system feeds on itself from the very educational system.
It does, but someone has to be the adult and say, I'm not going to do this. It's not right. You know what I mean? Just
you are
because
so
you can
funny.
Doesn't mean you should.
You
but that's
so
where
funny.
The direct primary care doctors come in. Have you ever heard of the DPC practice? Those are the doctors who decided, and we're specialty groups as well. So I have a version of it in my practice. We're not going to take insurance, but we're going to give you a flat fee, and we're going to make it reasonable, almost like a membership. And usually it's about $90 for an individual, maybe $125 for a family of four, and everything is covered in that monthly fee. That doctor doesn't have to deal with the paperwork. They don't have to wait to get paid. It's doctor and patient friendly. And again, the government through Donald Trump has actually gone on board with allowing your direct primary care membership fee to be used with your health savings account. So again, he's empowering the patient. You don't just use it. Before, it was just insurance based only. Now you can use it for what you want. So again, the power is going back to the patient, and the healthcare dollar, the pocketbook, is now going back to the patient. That's where it should have been all along.
I mean, that's
exactly
where it does start.
Until the money got hijacked.
Yeah. We got about 10 minutes. Everybody's got the paper and pen. Tell us about your new the health options that you have for us. Give us some place, some resources where we can, you know, help us make better decisions.
Absolutely. Well, I can always speak from personal experience. I have a small business, and I've put myself and my staff on a non-insurance solution. It's called Sedera Health. And then people go to Sedera, Sedera.com/controlyourhealth. You can find out more information. And you can also call them at 1-855-998-8075. And what this is allowing the patient
hold on,
to become
give that number again. That was
patient.
Quick. Hold on, that was quick. We got a lot of slow riders in there, including myself. Say that again, the phone
number.
Sorry,
man. 855-998-8075.
Okay, that's 855-998-8075. 855-998-8075. Okay, go ahead.
And it takes the power of the patient. Remember, I just mentioned, if you're a self-pay patient, you're getting a major discount. And what this does is it empowers that side of healthcare. So as a member, I'm a self-pay patient. When I show up anywhere, doctor's office, hospital, God forbid, I'm just telling them I'm a self-pay patient. And they give me a price, and they bill me, and then Sedera takes over from there. My out-of-pocket for the plan that I chose is $500. That's all I'm going to have to come out-of-pocket. Sedera will cut me a check for the bill. So this is the difference between all the other health savings plans, or I should say the medical cost sharing. The money goes to the patient to do what they want with it. It does not go to the hospital or the doctor. They're giving you the ability to be an adult and handle your business. They are not the middleman between the doctor and the patient, or I should say the doctor and the medical facility. And that's the good part. So when I get my check, then I pay the doctor, I pay the hospital. But they offer a second service, which is to negotiate the price. So instead of them ripping me off for $100,000 because I'm a self-pay patient, they're going to come in after the fact and say, we know this is only worth about $20,000, and this is what we're going to pay. And what the hospital does, which other people don't really know about, is once they get caught with, we know it's not worth this, this is what we're going to do, they always fold, and they pay it. So now you have some entity that comes and helps negotiate your price. They give you the check for $20,000, and you pay your bill. And the insurance companies are not involved with this. The insurance padding is not involved with this. You get to see any doctor you want, if that's a primary care, a specialist, someone who's into naturopathic medicine, whatever it is that you want as a patient, they're not standing in the way. And I love that. And that's really about health freedom. And I think people should take a look at it.
I love everything you just said. I love it. 855-998-8075. Sedera. Spell that again. Sedera.
Sedera.com/controlyourhealth. And it was created by a physician who understands and loves what he did. And he's now retired, but Hippocratic Oath was his baseline. And I think everybody should know that and go to doctors who believe that. And another website I want people to look at is aapsonline.org, and that's the consortium of independent doctors across the country who love medicine, love their patients, and their motto is everything for the patient. That's their motto. That's who you want to be with, not the AMA, not some, you know, group that's controlled by a hospital because they
HMO.
Don't have power. They don't have power. They don't even know what the cost is. All those fees that are tacked on are done by the hospital. The doctor doesn't know. And because they're removed, they cannot be your advocate. So the patient now needs to take control of their health. And when they do that, they're going to have many more options, more reasonable options, and they're going to help unleash those doctors who out of fear, went into a system that works against them. They're not. I haven't met one who's sold their practice who likes it and who's happy. And if they can see that there's patients who I can actually see, we can break the system. It's just like politics right now. It's the power of the people, not the people who are in power that are should be running this. And there's more of us than there are of them. And there's more patients out there who are looking for an alternative. Thank God you exist, and thank God you have me on your show so I can let people know that you don't have to live like this. You don't have to be afraid of any kind of health care issue, because we are here. Doctors are here across the country. AAPSonline.org is one. Doctors for Patient Care, that's DOCS for the number, patientcare.org. But if you look that up, you should be able to find them. Again, these are doctors who have direct primary care practices. We're everywhere. Jointhewedge.com. Again, these are doctors across the country who want to cut the middleman out, who want to work directly with you, who love medicine and love what they do. That's where patients need to be.
All right, let me go over what you just gave, several things here. Okay, so Sedera.com / control your health. That is the, it's kind of similar to insurance. So this is a program similar to insurance.
Well, actually,
but
it's not insurance. That's the key. It's a non-insurance plan, which works better than having insurance.
Right.
So I want to be clear about
how would I describe
that?
How would I say that? I similar to insurance, but traditionally what you would pay for insurance, you look at this as an alternative to that, correct?
This is your self-pay patient with the power of other patients to back you up. So we pool our money monthly, yearly, and we're able to cover our own healthcare needs as self-pay patients. So there's no insurance involved at all.
No middleman.
That means no middleman. Nobody telling you that what your worth is, that you can't have X because you're too old or blah, blah, blah. That does not exist in this system. It's whatever you want from a healthcare perspective, you and your doctor decide what that is, and it will be paid for. That's whole different ballgame.
855-998-8075 is the number. What's a typical, if somebody pays, I would imagine that this is much cheaper than traditional type insurance.
It is.
If somebody pays
$500.
$300?
I'm paying $300, yeah. $297 to be exact. And my office, it's less than $1,000 or a little bit over $1,000 for me to cover my entire office of four people. That's not crazy.
No.
And it's much less than it was when I had a commercial insurance plan. It was $2,000 or $3,000 just for the premiums.
Wow.
And they all had an out-of-pocket of over $2,000. They never went. So this is a complete different mentality, but now our options are open. We can go to any doctor we want, any hospital. There are no plans and there are no, restrictions from that standpoint. If you want to leave the country and go get care elsewhere, you can do it.
Wow.
Good
luck
with that.
And you think that, Donald Trump has kind of opened the door for this even more. He's, whatever crack there was, he's pushed that door wide open for things just like this.
Exactly. So you have a health savings account. By law, in the past, you could only use it for commercial insurance.
Wow.
Now you can use that for this. So, again, now the pocketbook's back with the patient, and now they can just go wild and break the system. And I'm sure when people know about it, and it's for people who are healthy, and if you do have a medical issue, you're still going to get covered. If you have cancer, for example, a history of cancer, you may not get covered at 100% for that particular issue, but it'll be covered 100% for everything else. Now, if you're 5 years past the disease, you're covered at 100% because you're considered no evident disease and in remission. But it's not going to lock you out just because you're not completely healthy. So people need to call and find out how it could work for them.
I think our audience, I think there's many people listening, will be interested in making this phone call. 855-998-8075. You gave some other websites. AAPS, that's AppleApplePaulSamOnline.org. That's in.
Right.
That's a network, basically a network of independent doctors. If you want to pay, you don't have any plan or any Sedera?
Yeah, it's free to the patient. They can find doctors who are independent in their area. Join the Wedge is very specific for doctors who don't take insurance at all and list their prices online, and you can shop around. And you can find radiology centers. My practice is a resource. So, Peachtree ENT Center, we have a website. And you can also notice, call our office, and we'll be happy to help you in Georgia find people who you need to see, because we need to help each other. That's really what it comes down to.
You're in Georgia. Can you help them count votes, too, please?
I wish I could.
Docs4PatientCare.org. Docs4PatientCare.org, the number 4, and jointhewedge.com. Check those out also. I remember, I mean, this has been, I don't know, 10, 15 years. A chiropractor I knew, he used to have a traditional practice with a receptionist and insurance and all that. And he finally got fed up with all, he got rid of his receptionist. He worked there by himself. He took no insurance. And if you wanted an adjustment, it was $20. And if you wanted to use the massage table, then that was another five. That was 25. So you can, that's it. $20 an adjustment or 25. You choose. No receptionist, no insurance, no nothing. Cash on the barrel head. I thought, wow, what a
cut the middleman out. The doctor is only 7 cents of the healthcare dollar. Seven.
Wow.
Cents. We're not the reason that it costs so much. It's the administration. It's the middleman. It's all of this infrastructure. But the people on the front line are providing the service are the ones on the outside looking in until we take our power back and withdraw from that system. That's what we're doing. And it's a great thing for healthcare. It's a great thing for patients. And it's a great thing for our country, frankly, that we can get healthy and not be stuck in a system that may require you to do these things against your will or take medications when you have a natural approach. This needs to be broken up.
DrElenaGeorge.com. Sidera.com/controlyourhealth. Check them both out. Dr. George, it's always a pleasure. Wow, you were very sharp today, as always.
Thank you
for coming on.
Can I also tell my podcast is Living in the Solution on Liberty Talk FM on Saturdays and Sundays at 12 noon Eastern time.
Say that again. Say it again so people can get it.
It's Living in the Solution. It's on iTunes and Spotify, but it runs live on Saturdays and Sundays on libertytalk.fm at 12 noon Eastern time.
Oh, very good. You asked me if I wanted to come on. Of course, I'll come on anytime. For you, I'll do almost anything. Just get in contact with Catherine. I'd love to be on the show.
I sure will. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Stay there, Dr. George. Stay there. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow. Happy, healthy, successful, and free.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.